SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was the worst nightmare of many parents in Sydney. On Sunday afternoon, a 12-year-old boy was attacked by a shark at Neilson Park in Sydney Harbour, a heritage-listed site in Sydney's eastern suburbs. He sustained critical injuries and is fighting for life in hospital. Commander of New South Wales Police Marine Area Command, Joe McNulty, says the boy received first aid from a police officer who had a kit with him.
Saw the boy bleeding from the lower limbs and applied two tourniquets, not one, two different limbs to stem the bleeding. That young boy on the rock shelf was unconscious at the time. He had been bitten by a large shark.
Mr McNulty says the boy was jumping from a 6-metre rock shelf when the attack occurred. He praised the boy's teenage friends for acting quickly to pull the boy out of the water despite the confronting scene.
Look, what we can confirm is one boy definitely entered the water to pull his mate out, and the other boys assisted them up from the water onto the rock platform, and that was just before the police occurred. So those actions of those young men are brave under those circumstances and very confronting injuries for those boys to see, but I suppose that's mateship.
Mr McNulty says the heavy rainfall in Sydney over the weekend could have caused the attack.
The harbour, as you know, is brackish. It's full of fresh water at the moment for the amount of rain we've had over the weekend. And we believe the combination of the brackish water, the fresh water, the actions of the splashing may have made that perfect storm environment for that shark attack yesterday.
Less than 24 hours later, another shark attack occurred on DY Beach, one of Sydney's northern beaches. An 11-year-old boy had his surfboard bitten by a shark, but luckily managed to escape. Witnesses have reported it was a bull shark, possibly 1.5 metres long. Now, after a third attack saw a man critically injured at Manly Beach, 20 beaches are closed across Sydney, and authorities say they do have concerns about the rate of attacks. Since 2020, there have been 23 fatal shark attacks in Australia. But according to Dr. Vanessa Perotta, one of Australia's leading wildlife experts, sharks' interactions with humans remain very rare. She says climate change, population growth, and better media coverage on shark attacks may result in what looks like a more frequent interaction between sharks and humans. Dr. Perotta says beach swimmers need to pay extra attention to the changing environment before getting into the water.
When swimming in the harbour or anywhere in Australian waters, we need to be mindful that it's a very changing and dynamic environment. And over the weekend, we saw large amounts of rain, which means that the water quality in Sydney Harbour would likely change. And as a result, this may mean that changes to prey movements, potential shark movements as well.
For New South Wales beachgoers, she says it's important to check the New South Wales Shark Smart website.
This is provided by scientists and advises the general beachgoer information on how to be shark smart. And one of those messaging is making sure that you keep out of the water when there are dawn and dusk periods, as well as keeping out of the water across overnight or dark periods, and at times after rainfall.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
This January, NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.